What do you do? What do you do? Isn't that the first thing that we hear whenever we introduce ourselves to somebody or we meet somebody? It just is so part of our society. That's the first question that we can figure to ask somebody. And that question has a whole lot of stuff attached to it. Usually in secular society, when you're just meeting somebody on the street, what do you do represents your occupation. What do you do to make money? And depending on what you do to make money is gonna put you in a category. So if I say I'm a trash man, well then I'm not probably as high of a category from somebody if my answer was, say, I'm a brain surgeon. And with the church, a lot of the stuff that says what do you do is what are you doing to be sanctified? What do you have in your arsenal that you can pull out and use to basically bring worth to yourself from the view of other people? Because most of us are caught up in this idea that God is impressed with what we do, 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 what we do. When somebody says, you know, who are you? What do you do? That's not who we are. We're not human doers. We're human beings, right? But in our society, we're not human beings. We're human doers. Everything boils down to do's and don't do. And if you don't do it, then you're lazy. And if you do do it, then you're successful. And so if you accomplish the task, then you find pride. And if you don't accomplish the task, then you're in shame. And so you're either arrogant or you're depressed. Does the Bible teach us that people are completely dependent upon grace through faith simply to become saved, and then they are on their own afterwards? Now it is up to us to get it right. Our value, our worth is dependent upon how well we perform. See, this is the only other option that we can come up with. Either you're going to purify yourself or you're going to be lazy and you're not going to do it. It's very difficult for us to actually come to terms with the idea that you can live a life in which is sanctified, is growing, is being more like Christ without doing it. Do we have a responsibility or role to play in this process? Yes and no. Just as the lung participates in the process of breathing, it is completely reliant upon other means of grace which are outside of its grasp. When we focus our attention on the task at hand, we train our hearts and mind to work independent of our spirit.